USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Tensions between the U.S. and Iran remain high after attacks on two oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tells CBS's Face the Nation the U.S. doesn't want to go to war.
I will concede there are countries that just wish this would go away, and they want to act in a way that is counterfactual. No one disputes that this is the Islamic Republic of Iran taking these actions to deny this international waterway and the freedom of navigation that is a fundamental right of every country to travel through that. No, I've seen no one deny it.
Up to 2 million people had gathered in the streets of Hong Kong to demonstrate against a China extradition measure. The protesters are now calling for the resignation of the top official, Carrie Lam. They also want officers to be held accountable for recent police brutality. And they want the extradition law to be completely scrapped, not just suspended. This is USA Radio News.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life. Young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.